our service.
Now, you were already there, weren't you?
Well, welcome everybody this morning to our service here at Trinity Church, especially if you're a visitor. There's a few faces I haven't seen here before, and a couple who are visiting for a special occasion who you will get to see a bit later on, and you'll find out more about them. And welcome especially to if you're under the age of 21. We particularly value you being here today, and we've got something special for you a little bit later on, which you'll see. For those parents here who've got young children, the children are very much welcome to stay in the service and not to worry about the disturbances. I've got plenty of disturbances from my own children. But if they're getting a bit much for you, there is a creche that you can take them to, which is effectively on the other side of those curtains there. But you go out through the foyer and then turn left again, and that's how you get there. Yeah. And George has just told me there's also a summer Sunday school for children from what age? Oh, all right, okay. Right, so pretty much up to the age of 11, there is a summer Sunday school as well. For those of you who haven't seen me before, my name's Angus. I'm leading a service today, as you've probably gathered. And another thing I need to remind you of is that we will be reading from some Bible passages later on. So if you don't have a Bible to hand, there are quite a few in the hymn trolley at the back of the church. So if you want to sneak off and grab one for a little later in the service, please feel free to do so. After our service, we'll be having a prayer ministry. David Harris was down to do it, but he's actually preaching at Alyssa Evangelical Church today. And so Jackie Webb has actually offered to step in the breach. Is Jackie here today? Jackie's absent for a reason. Would anybody else be willing to take on the duty of care and prayer after the service? Okay, thank you very much, Nigel. Finally, before we actually get stuck into our service itself, I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everybody who's helped put the service together, particularly the guys on the PA and people doing the music. I always forget to say thanks before the service. After the service, so I'm saying it beforehand. Now, thanks for all the effort you've put in, and also everybody else who's worked hard to make it happen today. Right, well, our call to worship this morning is actually from Ephesians 2, verses 13 to 15. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. So let's now take part in the closeness we have to Jesus by bringing our praise, confession, thanks, and requests to him. This is especially significant for our family this morning as we give thanks for the gift of Bryony in our lives and dedicate her to the Lord this morning. Can we just bow our heads a moment in prayer? Father God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit among us today to soften our hearts, to teach us what you would have us learn, and to help us be thankful for the many gifts that you give us. Amen. Now, could I ask you please to stand for our first song, which is number 1127 from Mission Praise, but it is up on the screen, as you can probably see. When I was lost, you came and rescued me. Reached down into the pit and lifted me. Oh Lord, such love. I was as far from you as I could be. You know all the things I've ever done, but Jesus' blood has cancelled everyone. Oh Lord, such grace to qualify me as your own. There is a new song in my mouth, there is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to Almighty God, hallelujah. And now I stand firm on this rock. My life is hidden now with Christ in God. The old is gone and the new has come. Hallelujah. Your love has lifted me. Now I've come into your family, for the Son of God has died for me. Oh Lord, such peace, I am as loved by you as I could be. In the full assurance of your love, now with every confidence we come. Oh Lord, such joy to know that you delight in us. There is a new song in my mouth, there is a deep cry in my heart, a hymn of praise to Almighty God. Hallelujah. And now I stand firm on this rock. My life is hidden now with Christ in God. The old is gone and the new has come. Hallelujah. Your love has lifted me. Your love has lifted me.
Okay, please all take your seats. We've got a few notices, which are almost certainly all in the notice sheet that you would have got at the back of the church. But this is the opportunity for anybody who hasn't got anything in there in time to stand up now and come and speak it for all to hear. Is there anything that needs to be announced? Yep, Jim's got something.
Can we just remember and pray the guys that have gone off to Westbrook? Kirsten was supposed to have gone with them this morning. We got back to Cornwall yesterday and she's extremely unwell with a tummy bug this morning. And apparently one of the camps had to be cancelled because of a tummy bug. So if you can remember the guys, we've Stuart and Isabel and Owen and Johnny all down there. So we have a lot of people away involved in that. And continue to remember them throughout the week if you could. The men's breakfast, the next one is in September, and that's the 13th. The sign-up sheet is out there. We're going to have Pete Gilbert. Just a reminder for the guys, it's an evangelistic breakfast. So we would encourage you to pray and think about someone that you can invite to come along for that. But if you would either email me or put your name on the list. There's a number of books on the table that the congregation have been reading over the last couple of months. That will be added to today if Debbie arrives in time. We have the book, which some of you have read part of with regard to church membership, and there'll be 5 copies of that, and that'll be the same detail. Take it away, read it, and bring it back whenever you're done. Can I just ask anybody who's visiting and locally hasn't been with us before to fill in one of these cards, which you'll find on the table afterwards, and the mauve one you can take away. That will tell you a little bit about us and give you any appropriate contact numbers. Thanks, Angus.
Any other late-breaking notices? Right, that's very good. We'll get stuck in then. We're going to take a time now to bring before the Lord our own shortcomings and the areas in which we've failed to please him. And we'll confess those to him. Can I ask you to bow your heads a moment, please? Heavenly Father, as we reflect on who you are and who we are in relation to that, we realize that we're so small and insignificant by comparison with your majestic and glorious self. We realize too that although you created us originally to be images of you, to reflect your image, we now do so in a very poor way. And we're conscious that in all the things we do on a day-to-day basis, there are things which we leave undone. There are things which we do from poor motives. And there are things which we do which we regret. Things we say to other people, things we think about other people, the motives that drive us. And there's a lot that we've got to say sorry to you for today, Lord. So we're just going to take a moment to think about what things we want to say sorry to God for this last week gone by. Lord Jesus, we remember that you died on the cross so that the price for the sins that we confess now today could be paid. and so that we could be presented pure and clean to your Father through the spilling of your blood by dying on the cross. We thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness that you've provided for us by that costly gift. And we want to come now into your presence and be thankful for that and to celebrate that in the knowledge that you accept us unconditionally back into your presence. Amen. Now we're going to be singing a couple more songs, two in a row. During the second song, we're actually going to have the offering. So this is a chance to for us to give something back to God by offering of what he's actually given us in the first place. As I said before, please don't feel any obligation to give. The Lord is more than capable of providing the necessary resources for his work, and he gives us the opportunity to be partners in that and contribute in all sorts of ways, including financial. And so if you would like to contribute, please feel free to do so. But as I say, there's no obligation there. So can I ask you then to stand for our next two songs? They are numbers 673 and 423 from Mission Praise.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, for sin is slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Living under the shadow of his wing, we find security. Standing in his presence we will bring our worship, worship, worship to the King. Bowed in adoration at his feet, we dwell in harmony. Voices joined together that repeat, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Heart to heart, embracing in his love, reveals his purity, soaring in my spirit like a dove. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Okay, please, could you now take your seat? We're just going to thank the Lord for the gifts that have been provided for his work. Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for all your provision to us. And we thank you too for the opportunity for us to give back to you and a tiny token of what you've given us, both in material and other terms. And we ask that you would bless the gifts that have been provided today and that would go a long way towards achieving your work in our church and in the area in which we serve you. Amen. And now comes a very special moment for my family. We're going to be dedicating my younger daughter, Bryony, to the Lord. So I'm going to call Jim up. He's just going to lead this part of our service.
This is a great privilege for us this morning. I should maybe explain for the benefit of our visitors and some of the newer folk that have joined us over the last year. Trinity is a church that is different in several ways. We try to avoid areas of division that are evident in the wider church in terms of denominations. And one of the ways that we attempt to do that is that we honour both practices of baptism of children, and indeed the dedication of children. We appreciate fully that for many people it's not an easy thing to hold together. This church has managed to do it over a number of years, and it's something that in my heart I believe is really important and worth trying to do. And so it's very special this morning when we have Bryony brought to us for her dedication. This is not some sort of informal service simply to mark something by the parents. It's the giving back formally of the child to God. And that's something that a mother will often wrestle with and struggle with, particularly later on in life, whenever the Lord lays a particular work on her heart to go to this part of the world or that part of the world or whatever. So it's something that is both a joyous occasion, but also a very solemn occasion, a very special occasion. So I'm going to ask if the McAllister family would come up and join us. And a recent trend in this, and you'll have to forgive me as a Presbyterian on this one, but we now have godparents for dedication. And I'm more than happy to do that, because what we're doing here is some people that have been selected by the parents to specifically pray for their child and to be a prayer partner for that child throughout their life. And so we're going to ask George and Carolyn. Is Carolyn here? To come forward as well. Right, and then if could you guys come over this side, and then we could ask the children, because your bit's going to be after all this. If you guys want to come up, I'll leave the young people to decide who's children and who's not children. And if you want to come up and filter yourselves in front of Tom. Let's just pray as we begin this time together. Father God, we bow now and we want to give you thanks for Bryony Faith McAllister. We thank you for her life, Lord. We thank you for the part that she plays in the McAllister family. And as her mum and dad and sister bring her now, Lord, to dedicate her to you, we want to pray that you would pour your spirit out upon us this morning, but especially touch this family as they come to honour you by offering little Bryony by way of dedication to the God that has saved them, to the God that loves them, and to the God that will keep them. And we ask this in and through the one who enables all this to be possible, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus, we remind ourselves in Matthew 19 and 13 and 14 says this, "Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. And Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" Our constitution requires that we ask you guys some questions with regard to the dedication of Briny. And I would simply ask you, having read them, to affirm those questions. You have previously affirmed that you know that God exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You have said that you are a sinner and that your only hope of being right with God is that Jesus took away your sins when he died on the cross. Is this still your confession?
Yes.
Do you intend to live this life by faith so that you provide a real example of it both to Briny and indeed to the watching world?
Yes.
Do you promise to pray for this child and to teach her God's word so that she may grow up and come to know Jesus as her Savior?
Yes.
Do you acknowledge that this child does not belong to you in an absolute sense, but to the Lord? And do you therefore promise to encourage her in her walk with God? This means that if she is called to serve God in a place that is far away from you, you will not stand in her way. And if indeed she should die before you do, you will try not to complain against God. Do you understand this?
Yes.
I'm going to ask Angus if he would pass Briny over to George, who is going to be her godfather. No, she says. And, sorry, George, could you not totally confuse her? Pass her on to Caroline. That was my mistake. You're going to pray. Okay. George and Caroline have been asked by Angus and Marie to undertake for this little one in prayer. And I'm going to ask George now if he would pray as Caroline holds.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much that you have drawn this family into your kingdom. And I thank you so much that they have chosen to bring Briny and Ashley before that to you, to offer them to you. I pray that you would honour them and that you would bless those children, bless them as a family. We pray particularly for Angus and Marie as parents. I pray that you would give them all they need in wisdom and love and patience as they bring their children up. I pray you would enable them to teach faithfully your word to their children. And we pray particularly for Briny. I pray that she would develop a close and personal relationship with you as she grows up, that she would pray to you and love to read your word. And I pray, Lord, at the end of her life, that people would look at her and what she has done and glorify you and praise you and be thankful for what you've done for her. Amen.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you lot, if you will stand, because I want us all to partake in this. I want to ask a question of the congregation here. And this doesn't really matter whether you're a visitor or not, because I'm going to ask you, do you, as members of the body of Christ, represented by his church throughout the world, undertake to pray for this family, and Briny Faith in particular, to support and encourage them as God enables you? Thank you. Oh, well, I was going to say if she could go back to her mum, but she's already back to her mum. A little reminder to us all, as we watch this little one grow, let us remember these words of Jesus. He called a little child and he had him stand among them and he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself must come like this child and will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Let's just bow our heads as I pray the blessing for Angus, Marie, Ashley, and Briny. Our prayer as a fellowship for you is that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will keep you, that the Lord will make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, and that the Lord will turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Now, who is doing children's time today?
It's Esther.
Esther. Okay, you guys can now sit down, and so can the grown-ups. Thank you.
Strong. And the next bit, you
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Good stuff.
All
right, Sunday school for some of you guys.
Thank you very much, Esther. Can we just bow our heads a moment and pray for the little ones as they go out? Father God, thank you that you care as much for little children as you do for every other person on this planet. Thank you that they are very much in the forefront of your mind. Thank you that you reach out to them in love. And we pray for them now as they go out to the summer Sunday school organized for them. I pray that your presence would be very much amongst them, and that they would not only learn of you, but meet you as well. Amen. We're now going to have our time of corporate prayer, and I've asked Gordon Grant to lead us in that. If you wouldn't mind coming up, Gordon, thank you.
We're going to have a series of short prayers, five short prayers. At the end of each one, I'll say, Lord, in your mercy. And if you'd like to echo the prayer, if you would feel that responding with, hear our prayer. So I'll say, Lord, in your mercy. And if you'd like to echo it, please respond with, hear our prayer. Let's pray. Almighty and eternal God, our eyes cannot see you, our hands cannot touch you. You're beyond the understanding of our minds. Yet you have breathed your spirit into us. You have formed our minds to seek you, inclined our hearts to love you, called us to be heirs of your eternal kingdom. Give us faith, we pray, to lay hold of things unseen, to live as those who see the invisible God. Almighty and merciful God, you are more ready to hear than we are to pray. And you bless us with more than we deserve or even desire. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of infinite mercy, we trust in your good purposes of peace for all your children. We acknowledge that this world is not as you would want it to be. We pray for those who at this time face danger in the defence of justice. We ask that you take hearts that constantly pursue war, evil and revenge, and you turn them to pursue a personal relationship with you. We take a moment now to silently bring before you the areas of our world that are of particular concern to each of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of righteousness, hear our prayer for the life of our country. Bless the Queen and those in positions of authority. Bless the people, rule in their hearts and encourage their endeavours for good. Help us to seek the honour of your name before the popularity of our own. Bind us in service to the community and in loyalty to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord our God, we thank you that we can boldly gather in your name in this place. Father, you sent your Son into the world that all might live through him. You have shown yourself to the world in many ways and have never left yourself without witness in human lives. We pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon Trinity Church, that she may proclaim to all people the gospel love of Christ. We pray that you would be directly involved in every relationship, conversation and decision that we make, even when we might try to exclude you. Lord, give us hearts and minds that are eager to seek and to serve you and to share this with our surrounding communities. With this in mind, we especially lift up the Urban Saints camp that Stuart and Isabel are leading with Johnny and Owen this week on the Isle of Wight. We also lift up those within our fellowship who are suffering or going through trials. Father, we ask that you will guide and bless Emily as she prepares to go to China on Wednesday for 9 months. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lastly, Sovereign Lord, we thank you for the blessing of children in our fellowship, and we recognise that each of us has a duty to regularly uphold them in prayer. Today we especially thank you for Bryony McAllister. May your love hold her, your truth guide her, and your joy delight her. Bless Angus and Marie and Ashley, that she may grow up in a secure and happy home. Give to them wisdom and courage, laughter and peace, and the love that endures all things. And we pray that as Bryony grows up, she will make her own commitment to you in faith and in love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Thank you, Gordon. Next up, we're going to have our reading this morning, which is going to be the basis for the sermon given to us a little bit later. And I've asked James Pennell to come up and do that. So, James, when you're ready.
The reading is from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 46. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go eat and drink, for there is a sound of a heavy rain." So Ahab went off to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. "Go look towards the sea," he told his servant, and he went up and looked. "There is nothing there," he said. Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." The seventh time the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds, the wind rose, and a heavy rain came on, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came upon Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel.
Thanks, James. And now we're going to be hearing more about that passage as I call up Jim to give us this morning's ministry.
We just bow our heads as we